Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. And while you're at pleasuremechanics.com, check out our complete suite of online courses and video guides designed to give you all the strategies you need to become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. In this episode, we are going to be sharing a technique for more pleasurable and orgasmic intercourse that was shared with us by a listener in Australia who says it works for him and his mates every time. Charlotte is going to read his epic letter where he describes this technique inch by inch, stroke by stroke, and then we will discuss why it works, why it's pleasurable, and how you can try it out. Take it away, Charlotte.
So this is from Tony. Thank you so much, Tony, for writing in. We love this. So Tony says, love the show, and please pass this on to your listeners. Many of my mates have benefited from it. I've been married to the same woman now for 23 years. We are very happy and have an active sex life. The reason for this post is to share with you a technique that you may or may not have already stumbled upon. It is a technique that will cause my partner to come during intercourse without rubbing or playing with any of her buttons. My wife has always been very orgasmic. However, she has never been able to climax by intercourse alone. I always had to rub or lick her clit for this. Now, since we stumbled upon this, why it took 18 years to stumble upon it is beyond me. She comes almost immediately during sex, almost every time. She absolutely loves this technique and asks for it all the time. But I don't always give it more than once, maybe twice a week. Tease. Why are you holding back? Yeah. Now, this is not a new idea at all. I'm sure I did not make it up, and you may have been doing this all along, but I have not. I just stumbled upon it a few years ago. I have been culturing and practicing it to a fine art. It works for me every time, and everyone I've shared it with, always in caps, tells me a few days afterwards how great, in caps, it works. I have only had intercourse with one woman in my life, my wife, so I cannot tell you firsthand about any other women's reactions to this technique, but all of my friends, bar none, rave about the techniques. Here's how it works.
Dun, dun, dun.
Get her all hot and bothered with whatever style that will work for you both. Do a bit of foreplay, but not too far. You don't want her to get to the point of no return just yet. Get on top of her in missionary position. I know you're not keen on that position. Start kissing her. When she's begging for insertion, only put the head in very slowly. Then take it out and then put it in again. Only the head. Do this 3 or 4 times very slowly. Then put it in about 1 inch more and then out all the way. Do this for 3 or 4 times very slowly. You must resist the urge to bang her hard, even though she will be begging you to at this point. Then go in 1 inch deeper and out all the way 3 or 4 times again. Now do this 1 inch at a time until you are balls deep in her. If you and she like...
Balls deep.
Love it. If you and she likes, kiss her and talk dirty to her or whatever will keep her building energy. This will be a very intimate time for both of you, so get ready. Now that you are all the way in and she is really turned on, do not start pounding yet. This will come later. Instead, start nudging or bumping your partner with your pubic bone. Do not withdraw your penis at all. Now you are all the way in and she is really turned on. Do not start pounding yet. This will come later. Instead, start nudging or bumping your partner with your pubic bone. Do not withdraw your penis at all. Leave it in all the way. Instead, you just keep pushing in pulsations and then letting up. Your pubes against her pubes. In other words, no time will your pubes separate, but you put light pressure off and on in a rhythm generated by your own hips. Kind of like you're trying to push a refrigerator across the floor. You don't take your hands off and then slam them back on, right?
In the same way, do not pull your dick out at all. Instead, leave it in all the way and keep nudging in a rhythm. I hope I'm explaining this correctly because this is the most important part of the technique. Every once in a while, maybe every 10 times, give her a good strong nudge. This will really drive her crazy. Make her lay still if she can. She may be so hot at this point that she goes crazy. This is okay as well. You can complete the technique next time around if she can't hold out. But if you can keep that pressure bone to bone and ride her movements with full contact, then she will explode with joy. Now, if done right, this girl will absolutely go over the edge within just a few moments after insertion. By the way, this is a good technique for all of you premature ejaculators because it is a lot easier to keep from coming because you're not going in and out. You may get scratches on your back, she may scream or cry, but it will probably be the biggest orgasm she has ever experienced. So get ready for whatever her reaction may be. While she is coming, just keep up the pushing, nudging motion. When she's done, it is your turn to drive it home, or rest and move into a position for more fun. I am not kidding. It has worked exactly like this for me many dozens of times, and every one of my friends that have tried it.
Tony, all right. Thank you.
I think we should call it the Tony technique.
I really like how you are talking about pushing a refrigerator across the floor while explaining a sex position. I think that's fabulous.
So I think this technique is definitely worth a try. It is very similar to the coital alignment technique or the CAT technique that has been popular in sexology circles for a couple decades. It has a few variations, but the basic ideas behind this technique are ones that we have been talking about for a while. And I want to address this question of, do we support, are we keen on, as you down under say, are we keen on the missionary position? And if we've given any impression that we are not keen on the missionary position, it's only because missionary style sex has been done so poorly, and the common image of missionary style sex is kind of just mount and thrust in when the woman's not aroused. And that is a formula for male pleasure, not necessarily for a lot of female pleasure. And so it's nothing wrong with the position. We have nothing against missionary style sex, although we do encourage you to mix it up and try new things. It's really about how it's done. And the way you describe it incorporates a lot of the qualities we think is really important in penetration of any kind. And let's break that down a little bit. Why is this technique working so well for you and your mates?
And your ladies, more importantly. Well, I think that you incorporate a lot of elements that we have talked about a lot and prioritize, and we love how you're drawing it all together in this position. So you talk about really stimulating your wife before any kind of penetration, and that is one of the essential things that we really promote and think is important for having good sex. So good for you. Getting her hot and heavy before penetration happens is
amazing. And you can choose to bring a woman to full orgasm before penetration, or as you said, get her very highly aroused, which then makes orgasm during intercourse more likely. But that high level arousal is really an essential part of your technique, so we want to highlight it. This would not work well if you just went in cold.
And we have talked at a number of different points before about graceful penetration, and this is basically exactly what you are suggesting and what we love people to do. This really slow, teasing kind of penetration.
Inch by inch.
Yes, is just amazing. It really allows a woman's body to open up, to get used to the sensation, to long for it, to crave penetration. And that's really what you want your women to want. You want them to want you to fuck them. So slowly, I love how you described it. It's like the inch by inch, just touching at the very outside to begin with, and then moving in kind of this pulsing inch by inch until you really slowly get all the way into her is just a fantastic way to penetrate women.
And it works so well for a couple reasons. Physiologically, you have already brought her to high arousal, so the vaginal wall is engorged with blood and the roots of the clitoris are aroused and erect. And so every time you move a little bit deeper inside, you're stroking nerve endings that are then creating more arousal. And you're also not going to bypass the G-spot, which is only a couple inches inside the vaginal wall. Whereas if you just kind of thrust deep, hard, and heavy from the beginning, a lot of guys go right past the G-spot, which is this major area of potential arousal and pleasure for her. And it also works psychologically because, as Charlotte said, when you're creating that tease and she wants you inside her long before you get there, then when you finally arrive, it's this relief and it's this fulfillment and you feel like filled up in this really good way, which is really different than just being slammed into before you're ready. So this idea of graceful penetration is really honoring that penetration is an intense physical act, and when done well, it can be amazing and transcendent and incredibly intimate and orgasmic. When done poorly, it can feel really awful or even be painful. And so the attention you brought to how you enter and how you penetrate is really beautiful. And that's what we've been kind of recommending all along, is this really deliberate, graceful, patient form of penetration. Which is not to say there are moments where being slammed into can feel really good, but it shouldn't be the default. And unfortunately in our culture, that is the depiction of intercourse, is this quick slamming deep inside. And the way you propose instead is a much gentler, more respectful way to enter someone's body.
And you also make the point that it's a great position for being able to look at each other, make eye contact, be intimate, that all of those qualities are really able to be accentuated in this position with this kind of slowness.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that intimacy, and maybe you have a hand free to touch her breasts or stroke her neck or kiss her neck and all of those things. And you make the beautiful point. You're a good sex educator, Tony, but you make the beautiful point of do whatever keeps building her energy. And so I think, again, that attentiveness to continuing to build arousal as you're going inside and as you're building up towards an orgasm is really important. Your job is not done once you're inside.
And you talked about aligning your pubic bone with her pubic bone and really stimulating the area there. So you are stimulating the clitoris. I know you said earlier in the letter that you weren't stimulating the clitoris and you're not with your hands, or she's not with her hands, but you are anatomically really stimulating the clitoral area.
With that grinding of your pelvises. And two things here. One is that, you know, the clitoris is very smartly designed, so it can be moved around the pubic bone and massaged that way. And so whether you're doing it with your fingers or with your pelvis, grinding the whole clitoral body around the hardness of the pubic bone is a great way to arouse it. And some of the techniques we teach around female pleasure actually make good use of the pubic bone as a hard, bony surface that you can move all of the tissues of the clitoris around. And so you're stimulating it from the outside and the inside all at once. And this is what you're doing in this position. You're using your pelvis to grind into her clitoral area. Grind is kind of a weird word here, but I don't know what else to use. So that grinding motion, that pulsation that you're talking about, the pulsing in and out, like moving a refrigerator across the floor, is very much direct clitoral stimulation. And so when we say that women to achieve orgasm during intercourse need clitoral stimulation, that is included in this technique. You might not be doing it with your hands or a vibrator, but you are doing direct clitoral stimulation, and you can't look past that point to achieve the results that you talk about with this technique.
Right, so that's part of why it's so pleasurable for her and she's enjoying it so much.
Absolutely. The penetration style alone could be pleasurable, but if you then didn't pay attention to stimulating the clitoris with your pelvis, it wouldn't be as orgasmic as you're describing. And so I think that's really important to draw attention to. And this kind of pulsing in and out, the technique you described where you're not breaking contact, but you're creating these waves, these pulses, I kind of like to think of like pressing a doorbell. You don't take your finger up and press it again. You just kind of pulse on it until it rings a bunch of times. That same pulsing motion can be done with your tongue, with your fingers, or with your pelvis as you're doing in this technique. In the coital alignment technique, which is very similar, they have the man shift his body forward again so the pubic bones are matched. And then both the man and the woman create a pelvic rocking motion to create this movement around the pubic bones and the clitoris, and the penis kind of points more directly downward into the body. But either way you do it, what you have to pay attention to is how your two bodies specifically line up. And this is why we don't, you know, make the coital alignment technique the end-all and be-all of pleasurable intercourse, because for some people, some partnerships, their bodies just don't line up that way. And depending on how big your bellies are and how tall you are, you may or may not be able to reach this synchronicity of having your pelvic bones line up while achieving full penetration. And the coital alignment technique was developed by sexologists who were looking at ways of making intercourse more orgasmic for women, which is a great goal. Nothing wrong with it. But I think what it does is it still prioritizes intercourse as the ultimate sex act. And if female pleasure is going to be involved, we need to make intercourse more pleasurable. Whereas what we're saying is, go ahead and make intercourse more pleasurable, but don't forget about the stimulation of the clitoris, either with your hands, with your mouth, or in these kinds of positions, and that you don't have to prioritize intercourse over other forms of female pleasure. You can have it all.
And I think your point about penetrating with pulses instead of in and out thrusts being really useful to stave off ejaculation for the man is also a really great one that I think a lot of people could use to their benefit, because you're creating so much sensation, you're being present, but you're not overstimulating the penis and allowing her to come first. And that is a beautiful thing. So I think every single aspect of the kind of sex that you're talking about here is exactly what we are trying to promote. And you've drawn it together really beautifully, and it's having great results. And so we wanted to share this letter with our listeners, because we love learning from each other or seeing what's working within our community, and offering that back to each other so that we can all be having a better, more fulfilling sex life.
And I think it's important to note here that this is one style of sex that's working. It's not the only kind of sex that we advocate. This gentle, slow penetration, really focusing on intimacy and building arousal while deep inside, is a beautiful one. There are other models that can be highly orgasmic for both men and women. So whatever is working for you is beautiful. And as Charlotte said, thank you for sharing this technique with us. If other listeners have proven strategies that help them have a happy sex life over many years that are helping you have the best orgasms of your life, we would love to hear them and share them back with our community. So please write to us. Go to pleasuremechanics.com. There is a Ask Us Anything page and a contact page, and we make it really easy for you to get in touch with us. And let us know what's working for you in our sex life.
In your sex life.
In our sex life, in your sex life. All too often, as a culture, we focus on what's not working and what's broken. And we are happy to offer advice around people's struggles and challenges. But we are also thrilled to share techniques that are bringing people lots of orgasmic joy and bliss and connection and fun.
I also really love hearing that people in really long-term relationships, like decades long, multiple decades long, are still having great sex and being connected.
Yeah, I love how you're like, well, I only do this once or twice a week. What are you doing the other times of the week? The frequency with which you're having sex after 23 years is super inspiring, and it is no accident that you are prioritizing both of your pleasure and both of your needs within your sex life. That is a formula for long-term
pleasure, lust, love, and sex.
Success.
What?
Well done, Tony in Australia.
Yes.
Let us coin, at least temporarily, this technique as the Tony technique. And we thank you for sharing it with us and for allowing us to share it with our listeners from all around the world.
May you all go forth, have fabulous sex, and
try the Tony technique. I like that.
And let us know how it goes.
For sure. So please be in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find our complete library of online courses and video guides to help you become a better lover and have more fun in bed and become a masterful lover just like Tony.
Yes, to more pleasure and more orgasms for all out there. That is what we really want to promote. Whatever works.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.